So, one of the most well-known stories of all time is the story of Rachel, Leah, Yaakov, and Laban. Four protagonists in the story. And very often, we look at the story from many different perspectives. The perspective I think that's left out is one of Leah's. So let's examine it slowly but surely. Yaakov. How should Yaakov react? Where Yaakov is told, he finds Rachel at the well, he's pumped up, he says, Givaldik, I'm going to marry Rachel, speaks to Laban, Laban says, I got your back, has a beautiful wedding, who he thinks he marries, the love of his life, but it was the old switcheroo, which was an easy switcheroo. Why is it an easy switcheroo? Nobody ever talks about this, but it's such an obvious plot line that's somehow deleted. It's that Rachel and Leah are actually identical sisters, identical twins. So, of course, Yaakov suspected it because he couldn't really identify the difference. It's in Seder Olam, Ayin Sham, Rachel and Leah, identical twins. And Yaakov is duped. So what's Yaakov's reaction? What would your reaction have been the next morning when sometime you found out that, oh, by the way, this is the twin sister of the one? What would your reaction be, Halbfinger?
Angry.
So we have Yaakov. Angry. Next. We have Laban. Laban's a well-known character. Laban says, Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. I'll show him. I don't even know what Laban's entire goal is. But Laban pulls the wool over Yaakov's eyes. What's Laban's reaction? It's okay. What's Laban's reaction after Laban pulls the shtick? Yeah, Golubzat. It feels like, you know, I did good. I got, you know, for those of you who are following the shidduch crisis, for men, for fathers to marry off their daughters is very hard. So he was able, in one fell swoop, to marry off two daughters to one guy. Today, it's illegal. But in the old days, when it was legal, good move. Yeah, Laban's pumped. Okay, Rimi Sonny, he did a little trickaroo. But like, he pulled it off. The great wedding. You have Rachel. Now, it's well known how what we think of Rachel. Rachel is the, you know, she... We don't really know how Rachel feels about Yaakov. We know Yaakov feels... The Torah tells us how Yaakov feels about Rachel. But we don't really know about Rachel and her feelings towards Yaakov. We know Rachel is very interested in having children. We know that about Rachel. But Rachel is the intended receiver of Yaakov. And the day before, or the, whatever it was, she figures out, uh-oh, my father's up to no good. I don't want Leah to get embarrassed. So Rachel places out and allows Leah to sub in for her. And Rachel, all of a sudden, is now, you know, Rachel's rewarded for many, many years for what she has done, for not embarrassing Leah. Right? The Torah tells us that Rachel mevakel vaneha, and Rachel is the heroine for saving embarrassment of her sister. So what is our opinion about Rachel? How does she feel? How would she feel, let's say, at this point?
Probably mixed.
What?
Probably mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings. She did a good deed, but on the other hand,
she feels cheated.
She feels cheated. So, you know, Rachel's somehow in between. She's mixed. Mixed emotions. Ethically, morally, she did the right thing, but she gave up. Now let's look at it from a totally different perspective. I don't think anybody ever, that people don't think enough about. Let's look at it through the perspective of one Leah Imenu. So you're Leah. We know, at least the way Rashi describes it, you've been crying your whole life. Einayim rachos. Your eyes are tearing. Why? Why was Leah crying?
Because
she thinks she was supposed to be marrying Esav. So now, a day before, and what, I would ask you, what would you do if you were late? A day before the wedding, your father taps you on your shoulder and goes, psst, I got a great plan. Yeah, what is it, Dad? You know Yaakov, he's supposed to marry your sister? You're going to take over. You're going to swoop in. This is Leah Imenu we're talking about. What would you do if you were Leah?
Say no.
What
would you?
Yeah, of course I would.
Why?
Now, because if I would marry somebody who is not my intended. Those, if somebody said, listen, Storch, your brother's supposed to marry this guy, this girl, and you know what? Sneak in and take her. I wouldn't want to marry that girl because she doesn't want to marry me. Isn't there like an essence of, I wouldn't want that. Nobody wants to be second fiddle. It's awkward. Eventually, Yaakov's going to find out and says, what are you doing in my bed? Like, this is not...
How does he recognize it as not her?
Good question. Identical twins. At some point, he figures it out. How do they figure it out? I don't know. But this Leia thing is strange. We always look at it through the perspective of Rachel, the heroine, or Yaakov, the duped, or Lavan, the duper. But Leia? What, Leia?
She's the victim.
She's a victim? She steals from her sister.
Yaakov's the victim.
Leia's the stealer. And does she have any self-esteem? Would any of us want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't really want to be in a relationship with them? No offense, but I don't want to be a victim, or I don't want to be somebody's pity wife. I always speak to young men when I give chassan classes. And I speak to them about their future relationships. And I always tell them, you want to be a relationship which is a two people involved on a journey together. You don't want to be like the Nebuch that gets schlepped along as the co-wife. So what's going on here? I'm going to answer the question. Who knows the story of the Dudoyim? The Dudoyim. The Dudoyim. The mysterious flowers. There's a chumash right there, I think. The mysterious flowers. What happens with the mysterious flowers? Leia says a remarkable statement. It's a mind-boggling idea that Leia says, where you would think, really? This is what you think? But pay attention to the words of the chumash, where Leia... where Reuben comes back from the field with some dudoyin, some sort of flowers of sorts, and Reuben goes to collect the dudoyin and to bring them to Leah, and Rachel says to Leah, give me the dudoyin. So she says to him, Vatomer la. So Leah says to Rachel, Hameit kachta es ishi. First you took my husband, but lakachta gam es dudoyin, now you're going to take my flowers too. Of Bini and my son? What? Rachel's telling Leah you stole my husband? Leah's telling Rachel you stole my husband? What?
Pussy! It's also an identical
plan. It's a pussy! So what's going on here? What's going on in this whole story? We're making Leah out to be the worst person ever. But here's the pshat. The blow-away pshat of Rav Shodron from Eretz Yisrael, from the Maggid of Yerushalayim. Listen to this pshat. I'm going to say it in three words. And these three words are going to change your version of the story forever. And it's going to change your version of Leah. And it's going to change the way you understand the Rachel's chesed. It's on the biggest level of chesed you've ever heard in your life. No chesed has ever been done like the chesed of Rachel. You ready for this one? This is the real story of Leah. Leah's not a stealer. Three words. Never forget them.
Whoa.
Leah never knew.
Is that possible?
Leah thought... She didn't
know her sister was getting married?
No, she thought she was the intended receiver.
Whoa.
Leah never knew.
Wow.
Watch this.
How does that happen?
Makes so much sense. How does that happen?
Crazy. Because Yaakov can't tell the difference between them anyway.
Identical twins.
No.
Leah is told by her father... doesn't know. Leah's told by her father, I got a guy for you. Leah's not in on the plan. Lava not only dupes Yaakov, Lava dupes Leah. Leah, there is a guy for you. His name is Yaakov. She doesn't know anything about this sister. Rachel knows that Leah's getting duped. She doesn't want Leah to get embarrassed. She runs over to give her the simanim in a subterfuge way, in such a subtle way that Leah doesn't even know she's getting the simanim.
Wow.
And Leah then goes to the chasana feeling great because she is marrying the love of her life, Yaakov. Yes, she cried. She told him to marry Esav. Laban says, no. You're going to marry Yaakov. And this is why it makes so much sense. When it comes to the Dudayim, Leah says, Rachel, you stole my wife. Meaning, I was married to him for a week. You stole my husband. I was married to him for a week, and you came and chapped the ride and joined the party. Who asked you? I had a perfectly good marriage.
Doesn't that make Leah feel even worse when
Leah doesn't know?
I'll tell you what.
Leah. Here's the craziest part of the story. You ready?
She still doesn't. Leah never finds out.
Bam!
So she is the victim.
Bam!
So then Yaakov was a good guy because...
Yaakov
had to find out at some point that he's married wrong.
Correct.
They have different personalities.
Correct. But Rachel takes the secret to her grave.
But what did
Yaakov takes the secret to the grave. Listen to the chesed.
The logic is flawed.
Hold on. Let me spell it out.
They both did a chesed at some point. Okay. Doesn't he call her Rachel?
Who... No, there's simanim. It's the dove. That's the simanim.
Why wouldn't
Leah knows? Okay, Leah just thinks like, oh, it could be that Rachel said to Leah, it's the old double move, a double agent. Rachel says to Leah, oh, Yaakov is going to try to steal and take me because daddy's this and that and the other thing. He's going to say this. When he says this, say that. No. So Rachel has it all figured out with Leah. That's the muscle of simanim. So hold on. Let's play. But we'll get to the technical stuff soon. But think about how great this act of kindness is. When we do an act of kindness for somebody, right? And then they don't do something back. You know, I do this for you, you don't do this for me. You know, like, shut up. Rachel is called out by Leah. Rachel is called out by Leah and says, you stole my husband. And Rachel, you know what she does? She does the most incredible thing ever. She bites her lip. So Rachel, who goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, I never opened my mouth my whole life. Rachel's whole life, she pretended to be the Nebuch when she was the intended receiver. Rachel, that act of kindness is perhaps the most heroic act of kindness of all time. One of the most remarkable. And that is the way we have to view Rachel. Leah never knew. Questions?
Questions.
Yeah. Sorry.
I have a question.
Hold on.